Detta är sida nummer 1 på kassett nummer 2. Det fortsätter med intervju med Gustav Strålberg i Jamestown, New York. Och det är idag den 8 september 1985. Så när du åkte hem till Sverige nu då, 1930, då hade du sparat ihop lite pengar.
Ja.
Ja, du kunde rösta lite grann.
Jag hade lite pengar, men det var inte värst mycket. Men jag kanske hade $1,000 och vad det var på den tiden.
Du hade kunnat köpa en gård för fanken.
Ja.
Du tänkte inte på det?
Nej.
Du vill inte ha någon gård?
No. Jag vill inte vara en bonde där. Nej.
Vad sa Ida Hansson nu då? Vill inte hon gifta sig med...
Ja, hon arbetade där uppe på en plats där uppe i Rysocken.
Ja, och hon är från Frändefors eller?
Ja, det var uppe i Rysocken.
Hur träffade du henne då?
Ja, jag vet inte. Jag träffade henne på en dans, det tror jag det var. På så sätt. Ja. Men hon är väl gången, tänker jag. Jag vet inte, det är det samma för jag. Det är så länge sedan så det är ju... Ja.
Och sen, efter du hade betalat orkestern och brutit upp dansbanan, då var pengarna slut.
Just det var. Jag hade return. Jag hade täckt för tillbaka hit.
Vad är det?
Fram och tillbaka. Så jag behövde inte mycket pengar. Allt jag behövde, så när jag kom till New York, så jag hade nog för att ta tåget och komma hit till stan. Och det hade jag.
Vilken tid på året var detta?
Hä?
Vilken tid på året var det?
No.
Vilket årstid var det? På hösten eller vintern eller?
Vad tid det var? Jag kom tillbaka här i september.
September?
Ja, jag kom till Sverige tidigt. Jag kom dit i maj.
Var det en bra sommar i Sverige eller?
Ja.
Var det en bra sommar?
Ja.
Tyckte du inte det var ledsamt att lämna föräldrarna då, pappa och mamma? Och...
Ja, det var lite svårt, men det...
De ville inte att du skulle åka?
Ja, jag ville inte vara där, för det var dåliga tider där. Och här var det ju, det var ju inget särskilt bra här på den tiden, men jag fick mitt arbete tillbaka.
Hade du lägenheten kvar här under tiden, eller hade du sagt upp rummet, eller var bodde du? Bordade du?
Ja, I had a room uptown and I ate on restaurant. Oh. Yes. I lived uptown. They had a lot of... I lived on Vincent Hotel there on 2nd Street when they had that years ago. And I had a room up there. And then I used to eat on restaurant.
What was Oliver Carlson?
I ate there a lot. He's still living, I believe.
Ja, han lever än. Jag pratade med honom igår.
Hä?
Ja, jag träffade honom igår.
Ja, jag har inte sett honom på länge. Jag brukar gå för jag tillhör The Swedish Society.
Ja, alltså du tillhör det?
Ja, and I used to see him there, but I haven't been there for a long, long time because I don't drive no more. Mm-hmm. I quit. I used to have a car and my son got the car. I give it to him. And my grandson drives it now. He's 17 years old.
När du åkte tillbaka i september 1930, då sa du adjö med Ida Hansson. Det var slut.
Ja, det var slut. I never heard nothing. I send her a Christmas card and that's all. I never heard no more.
Ingenting?
No, I don't. I suppose she found somebody over there that she probably married.
Men sen kom du hit då, rätt i depression, 1930. Du fick arbete på Art Medal med en gång.
Ja. I had a deferment there, so I could go over there and stay and then come back and have my job just like...
Vad var arbetet? Vad gjorde du för någonting?
Ja, I was welding most of the time, spot welding and gas welding and arc welding, and I done a little bit of everything there, and I worked hard, and they were good to me. It was a heck of a good place to be.
So?
Ja, I wouldn't have stayed there for 40 years if it wouldn't have been any good.
Du var där hela tiden för 40 år?
Ja, ja.
Du var aldrig avlagd?
Ja, well, I quit once. And I quit once there, which I should have never done, but a friend of mine, he says, we were good friends, and he was not married either, neither was I. And he says, let's go to Cleveland, see if we can find a job. I said, all right. So he hardly had any money at all, but I had. So I helped him out a little bit. Well, we couldn't find no job in Cleveland if we wanted. He said, let's go to Youngstown, Ohio. They were doing the same kind of work as Artmel was doing, see? Same kind. Sure. I got a job there. Well, he did too. Yes. But I don't know. It was in the fall, and I stayed there. All winter I was working there till late in the spring. And I don't know. I didn't like it out there. It was a dirty town. You couldn't even go out and sit on the bench out there without getting that soot on you. And they had too many mills there, you know, that made it dirty. And steel mills, you know. So, and then I liked the fish. So, the spring came and I used to fish a lot there. And I thought, oh, I'll go back here again. And then he had a party on somebody that got married that I used to work with down the art metal. And so they were there, bosses and everybody was there. And the boss says to me, he says, hey, are you back here now? I says, yeah. I says, I'm back. I says, I ain't got no job. He says, you want to come and work for me, he said. So I didn't even have to go down and ask for the job. And I says, okay, Oscar, his name was Oscar Haglund. Big, fat. Well, so big, he was short. But he was fat. And I says, okay, I says, thank you. That was all there was to it.
Was it art metal?
Art metal, yeah. Oh, so if you was a good worker, you had no trouble getting a job. I never had no trouble getting a job, because I worked hard and I turned a lot of work. No wonder somebody told me that he wanted you back like that. He said, you turned our work for two men. Well, I says, I don't say myself. I said, I do what I can.
Alltså det var de som arbetade sämre än dig.
Ja?
Det var de som arbetade sämre.
Ja, det var inte alla som kunde...
Då blev du avlagda med en gång.
Ja.
Hur... När gifte du dig nu?
Ja?
När gifte du dig?
Ja, jag gifte mig när... Well, I've been married for 42 years. I got married at Christmas there. I've been married for 42 years. So,
och du gifte dig ganska sent då?
Ja, jag var gammal. Jag var 38 år när jag gifte mig. Ja, and my wife was 33.
Ja, vad hette hon?
Lorraine.
Lorraine?
Lorraine. Lorraine.
Första namnet var...
Ja. Lorraine Henry Edda Tapper T-A-P-P-A-R.
Och Tapper?
Tapper, ja.
Hon var svensk?
Ja, och han var svensk, ja. Hon var svensk med. Ja, hon var född i det landet. Men hon kunde svenska. Ja, hon kunde bra svenska. Hon var med mig i Sverige. Hon var med mig. Vi hälsade på i Sverige. Hon var med mig 4 gånger. Vi var i Sverige och hälsade på. Jag har ju en syster, min yngsta syster. Hon är inte så gammal. Hon var bara 1 år gammal när jag for till Amerika. Så hon är bara en 17 år yngre än mig.
Hon är här i Jämstan?
Ja, no, hon är i Sverige.
Sverige?
Jag har ingen här nu.
Du är ensam.
Jag är Martha Johnson, you probably saw in the paper. It was my cousin, she's died. She died just lately here.
Hur träffar du din fru nu då?
Ja?
Hur träffar du din fru här i Jämstan?
Ja, jag träffar henne i Selrum Park. Ja, that's where I met her, because I had a friend of mine. It was was with me and we lived together at the time, and we were so and he happened to know her, and so I found her up to Selrum Park, and then we were riding, and every doggone thing there was up there that afternoon. And then I didn't see her for a long time after, because I left town too, you know, and at the time I went to when I went to Youngstown, Ohio, then I didn't see her. But then when I got back, I thought, well, I wanna see if I look her up, see if she's married or not, and she wasn't. So then I started going together with her, and we went together for quite a while before I got married to her. But
so where did you marry now? In the First Lutheran Church?
Yeah, Bethel.
Oh, Bethel.
Bethel Lutheran. Bethel. I belong there.
Ja, så. Gick du med i Bethel Lutheran när du kom hit med en gång?
No.
Du var inte med i kyrkan det första?
Jag hörde inte någon kyrka alls på den tiden. Jag brukar gå till Frälsningsarmén ibland när jag var singel. Yes, but jag såg ju, men sen when we got married up to Bethel Lutheran, and then we joined the church. My wife, she was a Methodist. She used to belong to the Methodist church, but
Swedish.
then I was a Lutheran, and I says, oh, about joining the Bethel Lutheran church. So they, I've been a member there for many years there now. Yeah.
So your wife turned from Methodist to Lutheran?
Huh?
She became a Lutheran then?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did, yeah.
She did, but
oh, köpte
but
du?
I was Lutheran. Yeah.
Köpte du ett hus då efter ni hade gift er?
Huh?
Did you buy a house then after you were married, or?
No, my my father-in-law had his house here.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
So you just moved in?
Yeah, we just moved in.
Oh, you made a good move.
Yeah, I guess I done the right thing. But
you were sizing this house up then for a while.
Yeah. So, well, I had a little money, so I bought a place up the lake, a lakefront up there. I give that to my son. He owns it now. And I said, you can have it. You can have it, Chuck. I says, he's a young man. He's only around 42 years old.
So how many children do you have now? 2 boys and
no. He has. He got 2 boys and a daughter.
Oh, but you have only 1 boy?
Yeah, that's all.
Only 1 boy.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we only had one. Well, the thing was this. Probably could have been more, but after all, we were not so young, and I didn't want to. I figured it was pretty hard on my wife to have any more. So, but she was all right at that time. There was nothing wrong with her whatsoever. But then in the later years, she had sugar diabetes. That's really what got her. She been gone now for about 3 weeks or so, something like that.
Well, she died 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, just about. Yeah. Yeah.
Did she work when you got married?
Yeah. Yeah, she was working. She was a bookkeeper up to the box factory. You know what that? Yeah. That's still in business, isn't it?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was up off from Newland.
So she continued to work then after you got married?
No, no.
She quit then?
Yeah. I told her, I says, that's enough. No, you got me to take care of, and you got your father to take care of. And I says, you quit. I says, I'm working. I make enough money that we get along. You don't have to work. Of course. So that was it. Yeah.
So, during the Depression, you were not off, laid off?
Well, no, I worked a day and on then.
Oh. So they had job to...
Yeah. There was awful hard time there, during Depression. It was rough.
A lot of people...
Like I say, I worked a day and on then, and then I go uptown, and then I meet some of my friends, and I used to ask him, are you working? Work? What's that? You couldn't buy a job.
No, but how could I survive then? I mean, could they get anything to eat?
Well, I got by one way or the other, not very good, but I had saved up a few dollars I had. And when I was working, you know.
You mean the factories were shut down then completely?
Yeah.
Like Art Metal?
Well, Art Miller was there, but didn't. You only worked a day now and then when you, once in a while, you got a day or two in, and that's all. Because they didn't have enough work to go around. No. No. So?
So there was a tough time.
Yeah, well then we had a long strike. But I was laid off before. There, and it was way, way back, and I wasn't on the strike, but then I went to look for work, and they had a long line out on the sidewalks to look for jobs, and I was in the line, and they asked you, I was down to Dahlstrom. They were even standing out on the sidewalk, but I got in the line. So they asked me, what can you do? Oh, I says, I'm laid off. I says, I had no work. I says, I used to work at Art Mill. I said, I can do a little welding, and I can do a little bit of everything. And he said, step aside. Oh, there was a long line. There was probably 50, 60 people there looking for a job, you know. And I got the job down there.
At Dahlstrom's?
At Dahlstrom, yeah. Sure. So, he said, want to start tomorrow? He said, what are you doing there? Well, they were doing automobile frames for Packard at the time. And what can you do there? Oh, I says, I can do a little bit of filing and anything else is like that. I says, I'm used to it. I got the job there. I was there all summer. And then in the fall, then it got slack again, so then I got laid off. But then I had a few dollars, and I got by one way or the other. Yeah, well, somebody told me at the time, he said, how in Samuel could you get a job? I was going with a girlfriend, and her brothers didn't have no work. And they'd been down and tried to get a job, but they couldn't. How did you get it? Well, I says, I don't know how I got it, but I says, I did. I told him, I says, I could do a little of this and a little of that, and have a little experience. So, so that's the way I got. That was a good place to work, though. Yes. Yeah.
And there were still no unions?
Huh?
There were no unions?
No union at the time, no.
Oh?
No. Not then. No. No, there was no union whatsoever. No.
So Dahlström now, were they, was there a better place to work at Dahlström than Artmer?
Well, it was just as good. They were about the same, I would say. Yes, it was a good place to work on both of them. If you'd done your work, nobody never bothered you. No, no, they didn't bother you. They, of course, I turned a lot of work for them, too. I, they used to tell me, yeah, no wonder they want you. You turn out work for two men. Well, I says, I don't say myself. I said, I worked hard and that didn't hurt me any. No, I was healthy and well, I'm fairly good yet.
So, how about the unions now? When did they come in?
Oh.
Before the war?
Yeah, they came, the unions came in around 1930. The unions.
1930?
Yeah. Yeah, not before. Most of them.
You mean 1940? It came in before the Depression?
Yeah, yeah, they came in probably 1935 or so.
Union?
Yeah.
How did they start it then? How did they dare go in there in the plant and tell them, you know, you got the union?
Yeah, well, we had meetings and we had, I was one of the, some of them didn't dare to join him because he was afraid he's going to get fired. But I did, and nobody never bothered me any, but I was never too active, you know, and I never caused them no trouble. No, but some of them guys then later on there, you know, they got too much of a, they got too strong. Some of them union leaders down there, they didn't want to do nothing. All they was walking around the shop and look for trouble.
Who were those people? Were they Swedes?
Yeah, they were. Some of them were Swedes and some of them, the union, the head of the union at that time, there was, his name was Smith and another one, it was Claude Thompson and so on. They were no Swedes. Well, they had some Swedes down there, committee men and so on, but I was never in no committees or nothing. I stayed out of it. I belonged to it. I paid my dues and I belonged to it, but I never caused them no trouble. No.
And the management didn't tell you anything either then?
No. They didn't care. If you took care of your job and that, they didn't care. And I used to go to the union meetings. I used to go there. But I never had nothing to do with it. I was no committee man or anything. So it was all right. I say the union done a lot of good and a lot of bad things too.
What do you think they did wrong?
Well, what I think they did wrong was that some of them union leaders, the big shots in the union, all they walked around the shop and looked for trouble, and there was some other guys, you know, they want to do the work, they want to be there and get the money, but they didn't care about turning a lot of work. That's how it was.
Could they be active in the shop, though? I mean, they walk around and talk to...
Yeah, they were towards the last there, they did. They walked around there and looking for trouble. Ja.
Så. Det var nog socialister inne.
Ja?
Det var inga socialister inne där.
Ja, det var det. Socialister och kommunister.
Vad var de för Sverige?
Ja?
Vad var de för Sverige?
Ja, en del var inte. Det var inte många som var ifrån. Det var born in this country anyway. They were not.
So when the union started, were there mostly Swedes then at the art medal and?
Yeah, there was just about all Swedes. There was all Swedes there when we made a special stuff up there. It was just about all Swedes when we made it, and in the paint shop they had Italians.
Italians.
They were all in the paint shop. Because they were not as good the mechanics as the Swedes.
Well, they were not.
Swedes was better mechanics. And some of the English. Yes.
So the Swedes didn't mix with the Italians then?
No, well. Up where I worked, there was no Italians. It was just about all Swedes. Where I worked. I worked every made of stuff. And it was all made of special stuff for made by drawings. So you had to learn to read the drawings too, some. Yeah.
So
I was never too good at it, but I could make out there. During the war there, I had every third week, they kept me out of the war. Because we had a lot of war work. You know, for the, so, and I was 37 years old at the time, but I wasn't married. So, I was up for a doctor's examination, and there was nothing wrong with me. I was okay, and I says, I've been up for one, I told the company, and I says, I'm going to Buffalo next week, I said, for another one. And, somebody out there. He said, at your age, they shouldn't take you. He says, we need you here. So they give me the form and I got out of it.
No.
Oh, the company was good to me. I suppose I was good to them too, because I never lost a day. I was there every day. We had
42 years.
Huh?
42 years.
Yes, yes. And then some guys after payday was on Thursday, on Friday, a lot of times you didn't see them guys, you know. So then they come to me and they said, you gotta take that job over. I says, what's the matter? Yeah, he says, he's not here. Well, I says, what's the matter with him? I says, why can't he come to work like the rest of them? Well, the boss says, you know his trouble.
Uh-huh.
Too many.
Too many drinks?
Too many drinks. So.
Could they do that on the job, to drink? Could they come drunk to the job?
Yeah, well.
Did they get away with it?
Yeah, they got away with it because the boss says, yeah, I know. He says, I says, what's the matter with him? Why don't he come to work? Well, the foreman says, you know his trouble. Well, I says, yes. And now I says, I don't know where he left off on the job there. I says, you want me to take it over? I says, it's kind of hard to go and pick up somebody else's work after they worked on it. And I says, well, I says, I'll do it. So I done that a lot of times. Yeah. So, well, the boss says, he's a good man when he's here. Well, I says, that may be. But then when he isn't here, he isn't any good, is he? Boss didn't know what to say. But that's just what I told him.
Did you have any boss job when you were there for 42 years? Were you a foreman or a...
No, not really. I was sort of a group leader there. I worked every third week we had night shift down there, and we were about 10 men. That was during the war. And then when I had my week there, then I had to be an overseer there. I was not really a boss, but we were about 10 people just about. And then they used to, then at nights, about 9 o'clock, you know, then we had our lunch hour. Then he used to go over to Bernie's over there, and some of them drank. I used to go over and eat, but I never drank any whiskey or anything, or beer. So I had nothing against it, but not when I was working. I never had any. So I told some of the guys, I said, I'm not going to tell the... They got a little bit when the union got together, and then we got a little raise. I probably was just as paid just as good or more than most of them there. I'd say I was, but otherwise, no.
Did you have any vacation? When did you get your first vacation, for instance?
Oh, I don't know. It was quite a long time ago. I forgot.
Was one week?
Yeah, 1 week to begin with.
With pay?
Yeah, yeah.
How about hospitalization? If you got injured or sick?
Yeah, well, there was... I don't know how it was. I never got any, so I don't know.
You were never sick?
No. No.
You left from here, 82 Beach Street,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Did you drive over then, or how did you go to work?
Yeah, I drove to work.
Oh. Did you have the lunch bucket with you then?
Yeah.
So when you had lunch now together with the rest of the workers, did you sit in one big group, Swedes and Italians together, and talk over lunch? Or?
No.
You didn't do that?
No.
You all ate by yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was no discussions then?
I used to go out on the noon hour. They had a place, they opened the door there, and you could sit outside there on the steps there. Oh. Yeah. So that's usually what I did. I ate. I just had a few sandwiches with me. I was boring. There to begin with, and then when I got married, she packed my lunch, a few sandwiches, that's all.
Yeah. That was a half an hour?
Yeah, half an hour.
Lunch break?
Yeah.
And you started at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah. 7 or 7:30, I think it was. Yeah. Then we work 8 hours, or sometimes we worked over, work 9 hours.
You get paid extra then for overtime?
Yeah, yeah.
How about coffee break in the morning and afternoon?
Yeah, that was around 10 o'clock.
You had a coffee break?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're towards the last. Otherwise, you could eat a sandwich anytime you wanted. Didn't care. No. No, there was nothing, and then they had somebody came down there with, and they sold stuff outside the shop there at noon hour. You could get hamburgers or anything there. They stopped down there with the truck, you know, and all kinds of stuff.
How about during the war now? Nobody could strike then?
Huh?
When the war was on?
Yeah.
Nobody could strike then?
No. No.
There was no grievances or strikes?
No,
or
no.
Any walkouts
no,
or anything?
No. No.
How about the rest of the factories in Jamestown? Like the furniture factories and Crescent Tool, for instance.
Yeah, well.
Did they have any problems?
Crescent Tool, well, no. I don't think too much. I guess they did have some big strikes there towards the last.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, and Danielson's too. They were making tools too, you know.
Danielson's,
yeah. They were over on Allen Street, you know. Yeah, they were.
How did the Italians, they came in more and more? Was it after the war the Italians come in?
Yeah.
Then they started to get foreman jobs?
Yes. Yeah.
And they did everything?
Yeah.
How did the Swedes like that?
I don't know. They were all Swedes, Ronnie Lartwell down just about. There was Algot Larsson. He was a big shot. And then there was Elvin Johnson. He was a superintendent. And so it was all run by Swedes. Yeah. Yeah. And in the paint shop, there was all Italians working in the paint shop. Because the Swedes, they were upstairs where we made the stuff, some in the same room and some up where I was there when they made it. See? And the Swedes were better mechanics than the Italians. As far as they were. Italians were all right, they were nice people and that, but they were not as good as the Swedes as far as being a good mechanic. No. Oh, there were some English there too that it was they were all right. Yes, they were just as good as the Swedes, far as that goes. But like I say, the Italians, they were in the paint shop, they were mostly there. I started, the first job I had there, I started on, and when I came to town 1924, I started on Empire Case Goods at the time, the furniture shop. And they put me on hand sanding down there. And I thought to myself, this is no job for me. So I went out. I took a day off and I didn't say nothing. You stayed home one day and I went out and looked for a job. I got a job down at Dahlstrom.
Why didn't you like the hand sanding?
Huh?
Why didn't you like the hand sanding?
Oh, shucks. There was no job. No. No, heck, no. No. No, I didn't like that. No. So, I didn't have that job more than what a week. No. Then I went out someplace else and looked for one, and then I got one down at Dahlstrom. Yeah. It was all right. That was a good place to work. Yes, I was welding down there. And so on, it was all right. And then I went back to Art Metal again. I went there when the things picked up. I got back there.
So when did you retire now? 1965?
Yeah, 65. Well, I've been retired now since... I retired when I was 65 years old. Yeah. And I'm 80 now. So you can see how long that is. That's 15 years. Yeah.
So
some guy told me I could have worked till 68 at the time. See? Yeah, they told me, you're a good man, you can stay here longer. Well, I said, I'll work long enough. I said, I'm going to give it up. So, and then we had a shop pension, you know. Well, it was a great help for a while, but then the art mill folded up and They took the pension away. I had it 1 year and 7 months. And then they...
pension away?
They took it away.
How could they do that?
Well, they done that those days. They can't do it today. But like I said before, I was born 30 years too soon.
Well, but didn't you feel bitter then when they took the pension away from you?
Huh?
Didn't you feel bad about that when they took
well, the pension yes, away? Well, yes, but I was all right. I...
Yeah, but you paid into it all the 42 years.
Yes. But I was all right. I was not down and out, and I had little money, and I some poor guys, you know, they didn't have any after pay. They come around and borrowed money. You know, I said, what do you do with it? I said, you got paid yesterday. Well, they gave it to my wife. They said, well, I suppose they did. Then he on the way home, he was going to have a drink. And then they didn't have nothing to buy. I says, if I want one, I said, I always keep enough so I can have a drink if I want one. I said, I don't give my wife all the money, I said. Oh.
What did the people...
And so I was kind of like a bank down there for a lot of them, but they were pretty good there. I didn't lose much. Just about all of them paid me. They paid me on a payday. Then they paid me what they owed me. But then I got married. Then I told some of them guys. I says, no, I'm married. And I says, I need the money. I can't. I'm going to quit lending out money. So then they didn't bother me much. Ah, there was a guy here and there, a good friend of mine, probably. I let him take a little, but that's his advice. I didn't lose much. He were good, though, for his paying back. Yeah.
How did they cash the checks, the workers? Were you paid in cash or did you get the check?
Towards the last, we got checks. And they cashed them down there.
Right at the...
Credit union. I could go down there and I went to credit union a lot of times, and I used to have a little money in there too. So, then credit union went to pot, but what I had there, I had money in there too. But I finally had to go and get so much every week. Because to get my money out of there, I finally got it all out of there, so I didn't lose nothing. Otherwise, they went to heck.
What did the union say now when they took the pension away?
Well...
What were the union...
Yeah, there was nothing you could do about it.
What was the union?
Yeah, I know. There was nothing you could do about that.
You mean it was just quiet on?
Yeah.
Nothing happened?
No. They can't do it today. They don't. Today, from what I heard, it doesn't make any difference where the money comes from, but whatever you got and something like that, they got to give it to you.
Yeah. But here you are praising Art Metal as a good place, and here they take their pension away from you. What in the heck? How can you...
The Art Metal folded up, and when they moved up to, up to that other place, Cummings, where Cummings is now.
Yeah.
I worked there for 2 years.
At Cummings.
Yeah, for the Art Metal. Yeah. Then the Art Metal went out of business.
And Cummings took over?
Cummings bought that after...
They had nothing to do with the...
No, they had nothing to do with it. No, they bought it after. My son works for the Cummings. He's an engineer, supervisor. So he's got some guys working for him. And he's a smart boy.
He will get his pension.
Huh?
He will get his pension.
Well, he probably will, but... He's a young man, yet he's only about a little over 40 years old. I was old when I got married. And that's how it happened. He's He's that young. Ja.
So, then you belong to Vikings?
No. I belong to the Vasa.
Thule
Lodge. I don't even have to pay no dues there no more.
Oh, you're a life member?
Yeah, because I belong there since 1937. Uh-huh. And my wife did too. We joined at the same time. We were not married at the time. Uh-huh. No. But they're good people there. There's nothing wrong. They have a little drink up there, but they have nobody that get drunk or anything. If they do, out they go. They don't want them. If you don't behave,
out they go.
Oh. Yeah, that is right. Yeah, if you don't behave right and talk profane language or so get drunk, they don't want you.
If you now look back all those years since 1923 when you came here, and you never regret you left Skarbo, Frändefors och Sverige.
Ja, det...
Har du aldrig längtat tillbaka?
No.
Inte det?
No. I was over there, like I told you. I've been over there visiting five times. Ja. Six times.
Six times?
Ja. And my wife was with me four times. Ja. And she was born in this country, but she could talk pretty good Swede. Yes. Yeah, she could, and she was... She was pretty bright. I miss her like everything. She was the nicest woman you could ever live with. Oh. Yeah. Oh, that is. That's...
Du nämnde John...
That's hard. It's hard to forget.
Du nämnde Johnny Fjell här.
Huh?
Du nämnde Johnny Fjell.
Ja.
Han åkte tillbaka och köpte en gård i Frändefors.
Ja, Jan, ja.
Ja, Jan i Fjäll.
Ja, Jan i Fjäll, ja.
Han var här i Jamestown.
Ja, ja.
Ja, var arbetar han?
Empire Case Goods, I think.
Ja. Bodde ni ihop eller?
Ha? No.
Hey.
No. I was boarding. I had a boarding place, you know, for years. Ja.
Men han åkte tillbaka till Frändefors och köpte en gård.
Ja, det gjorde han.
Ja, men du hade inga tankar på det?
Nej.
Du längtade inte efter någon mark eller jord?
Jag vill inte vara någon bonde.
Ingen hö och ingen harv?
De kunde ha, det kunde de ha alltihop. Jag vill inte ha det.
Men bror din nu, han tycker...
Ja, Oskar, ja, han. Han är ju... Han gjorde bra då. Han köpte det där. Väl, han hade inga pengar när han köpte det, men han fick en del att skriva på, du vet. Så he made out pretty good. Ja. Ja, now one of his sons got it. No. And Oskar, han går i lagern och arbetar där nu. Det är vad de säger, jag vet inte.
Som när blir du medborgare nu?
Och så går han till kyrka varje söndag. Han åker cykel.
Är han mer kyrklig än vad du är? Går du i kyrka varje söndag med?
No.
Du har aldrig gjort det?
Väl, jag tillhör Bethel Luton Church.
Men du går inte så där ofta i
kyrka? No. Det är för långt bort att gå. Jag kör inte bilen något mer. I give that up. I thought I better quit that before I get in any trouble.
Och det är inga grannar som går dit till den kyrkan?
No, det är ingen runt där som är...
Vem har du nu som bor där på gatan runt om? Är det mer svenskar här runt om?
Ja, det är inte många svenskar där något mer.
Inte det?
No.
Men det var många svenskar här i det området?
Ja, det var bara svenskar där till början med.
Det, är detta svenska...
Nu är det inga här. Det är inga svenskar alls.
Vad är här de kallar för svenska kullen?
Nå. No.
Det var länge borta.
Ja, det. Du får gå till Willard Street och gå upp där. Anna Willard.
Och där är det.
Ja, den var ju upp där. Det var de kallar för svenska kullen. Ja.
Det bodde de?
Ja. Ja, det var det nästan allihop. Så var det svenskar som var där på den tiden. I used to board up on the Swede Hill. I used to board on Palermo. I was 2 years. And I was boarded on down on Bear Street for about 1 year. It was a very good place to be. But I was young. And they had a boarder there. He go out and drink. And he came home pretty drunk sometimes. So I was there for 1 year, but that's enough for that. So I moved. Yeah. So, and then I moved uptown. Then I had a room uptown for years. I used to eat on Oliver's restaurant, like I said before. And I used to eat there in Oliver's restaurant. But this was many cockroaches. They crawl over on there. You just about lost your appetite when you there. Places like that, where they had them, they closed them up. That's what they should have done there. They should have closed it up for and had it fumigated. Then they get rid of all of them. But they didn't. I was so scared of they was gonna get in my clothes or something. You took a coat off and hung it up, you know, in the winter time, and you don't know. I was afraid I was gonna bring some home, but I didn't though. No. They're mean doggone things. Ish. Yeah. I was afraid I'd bring him home, you know, where I lived, you know, and that.
Alltså det var så många kackerlackor.
Ja.
Var det överallt på restaurangen?
Ja, det var nästan all över. Oliver's was pretty good, but they kept after him. I think so. There wasn't bad, but all those restaurants at the time, there was lousy with them. Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't eat there much. I ate it at Oliver's restaurant, mostly. Ja. Men,
Vilket år blir du medborgare nu?
Ja.
Vilket år blir du medborgare?
I don't know. I was here probably about 10 years before I... First, I had to get my first paper, and I had to have them 5 years, and then you could apply for the second ones. And I had no trouble. They asked you quite a few questions, but I went to night school to find out about things what they ask you. And I'm not like like the Italian fella. He came. He was gonna get his citizen paper. This is a joke. And then he asked him. He says, "What flying over City Hall?" Oh, he says, "Pigeons." That's an old story. Yeah, pigeons. I guess they did have a lot of. They had a lot of pigeons those days, but they got rid of them there. They don't have many now. There are some next door here. I seen two of them today. They on the neat of the. I got it fixed up here, so I don't think they can have any thing upstairs on the roof. No. So I closed that up because I put a screen. They were there, but I put a screen up there. I don't see any there anymore. So they can't. They can't have their nest underneath. But pigeons is a dirty bird.
Ja, det är
Yes, I watched them. I watched them through the down the art mill. Then they had their nests outside there on the roof. And I used to look through the window there. And the nest they had there, they was all dirt. They done the business there and everything, you know. So they have a nice nest.
The robins,
yeah.
Yeah.
And sparrows, they have a nice nest too. Back here, I feed the birds all the time. Not now, but in the wintertime. I got a bird feeder down there, and I'll buy some of that seed, you know. And I feed them. I like to see them.
Sam Carlson, han var ju major här i...
Ja, det var han. Han var ju så många år. Var han 25 år?
Ja, var det ja. Hur var han som borgmästare?
Ja, he was a nice man.
Du kände det honom eller?
Yes. And he was born in this country, I think. But he was so nice when we were a bunch of Swedes standing uptown and sometimes on the corners and talking, and he used to stop and talk with us. Yes, there was nothing big about him. No. And he could talk Swede. Oh yes, he talked Swede to us.
Yes. Var han demokrat eller republikan?
Oh, Larsson?
Nej, Carlson.
Huh?
Sam Carlson.
Ja, Sam.
Ja, var han republikan? Republican?
Ja, he was Republican, I think.
He was?
I think so. Ja.
Ja, vem röstade du med? Var du demokrat eller republikan?
Ja, no, I never been Republican. I have been a Democrat.
Så?
Ja.
Hur fick
du? Now in the later years I don't vote. But otherwise I used to.
Varför röstar du inte?
No. What? Lately I haven't. No. That's just a lot of, you gotta go and register and you gotta go up there, and I don't drive the car anymore, so I give it up. But outside of that, I got right to vote, all right. Yes.
But you are not...
I've been a citizen a long time. Yes.
But you don't vote?
No. No, I don't vote.
Hur var det med de andra svenskarna nu på Art Medal och Danielsons och Dahlströms? Var de mest republikaner eller demokrater?
Ja, det var väl lite av varje, men jag tror att de mesta av dem var demokrater.
Du tror det?
Ja, jag tror det.
Sökte alla om Roosevelt?
Ja.
Sökte alla om Roosevelt?
Ja. Roosevelt, ja.
Tyckte de om honom?
Ja, vi får aldrig någon president som är så bra som han var. No, never gonna. Because Roosevelt, he'd done so much for the working people. He was a rich man himself. He was not poor, but he done a lot of good things. Unemployment insurance, old age pension, and everything like that. He put all that through. Well, he didn't by himself, but he was in favor of it, and they voted it in. See?
Do you think he get all the credit is due to him?
Oh, well, he got the credit for it. And I say that, big shots, when they pass away, I felt bad when he went. He went in April, I don't forget what year it was. And I really felt bad when I was up to my summer home up to the lake when I found out that somebody told me, he says, President Roosevelt is gone. Oh, I said, is that, that's too bad, I said. Yeah, because he was for the working people. Oh, we never find one like him. Never will.
Ha, How about Truman? Or he followed after.
Yeah, Truman was pretty good. Yeah, he was all right. Yes, Truman was all right. Yes, but then we had Hoover way back. He was no good.
You didn't have a chicken in the pot then?
No. That was before even I don't think I had my citizen papers at the time, and that was in the 30s. And boy, he was no good. No. I used to meet some guys uptown that I know, some of my friends, some Swedes. And I used to say to them, "Are you working? Work? What's that?" "Couldn't buy a job." No. So we all got Hooverized at the time.
But when you look back, though, you are happy with the years you had here in Jamestown. You had a pretty good life.
Oh, yes.
So you had a summer home up at the lake.
Yeah.
Could you afford to have that? Or was it because you had a rich father-in-law? Yeah.
I paid for that cash. I didn't pay much for it. My father-in-law, he wasn't in too good a shape when I got it, but he was a good carpenter. Or cabinet maker, yes, he was. He was a very smart man.
So you helped each other.
And he helped me a lot up there. And so, and now it belongs to my son now. I give it to him. I said, "I don't need it. You can have it." Yeah.
It's up at the Beavis Point.